This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan's warring side Saturday started negotiations for the first time aimed at ending decades of war, bringing together delegates appointed by the Afghan government and the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony, which was held in Qatar, where the meetings will be taking place. The discussions are important in the search for lasting peace that will also provide an exit for U.S. and NATO troops after nearly 19 years. Pompeo indicated the talks are expected to be contentious. He says the outcome is entirely up to Afghans and not the U.S. Issues at the talks include a permanent ceasefire, the rights of women and minorities, and the disarming of tens of thousands of Taliban fighters and militias. Officials in the U.S. state of Oregon have not released an exact death count, but at least 8 fatalities have been reported as a result of ongoing wildfires. A change in the weather with the winds easing and humidity rising have helped firefighters battling the massive blazes in Oregon that have taken a deadly toll from one end to another. The governor, Kate Brown, said that dozens of people were still missing. Tens of thousands had been forced to leave their homes. The state's emergency management director, Andrew Phelps, said officials are preparing for a mass fatality event and thousands of structures have been destroyed. Smoke from massive wildfires that painted California skies orange was also helping crews corral the deadliest blaze of the year. But despite the progress, there was concern that the death toll could mount as crews reached devastated areas. 9 people, including a 16-year-old boy, have been confirmed dead since lightning-caused fires that started weeks ago fused into a monster that largely destroyed a creek, a tiny hamlet in Sierra Nevada. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says authorities have captured a U.S. spy near a pair of refineries in Venezuela with specialized weapons and a large sum of dollars. Maduro alleged Friday on state television that the spy was a Marine who had served in CIA operations in Iraq. He offered no proof, though. He said the suspect was being interrogated. The claim emerges as Venezuelans endure a second nationwide gasoline shortage this year, despite having the world's largest oil reserves. Maduro says authorities also dismantled a plot this week that was aimed at blowing up a third refinery. A tropical depression that is forecast to reach near hurricane intensity early next week has formed off South Florida. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tropical Depression 19 formed Friday. Forecasters say the system could become a tropical storm before it moves inland over South Florida early Saturday. It is expected to reach tropical storm status by Sunday and could approach near hurricane strength in coming days heading into the Gulf of Mexico. People from the Florida Panhandle to southeastern Louisiana are urged to keep watch on that storm. More than 915,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 28.5 million confirmed infections worldwide. Thousands of people came together in Auckland, New Zealand Saturday to protest the government's latest lockdown and social distancing laws, which were brought back last month after a small outbreak of the coronavirus. The protesters were tightly packed as they marched, many not wearing masks. Leader of the Advanced New Zealand Party, who organized the rally, said it was a time to stand up for our rights. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen launched an attack early Saturday on 2 targets in the capital, which is controlled by Houthi movement, according to residents and a spokesman for the Yemeni army. The coalition launched 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and headquarters of the National Security Apparatus. Spokesman said the coalition had targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at the camp. Bombings in the city have been relatively rare since September 2019, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement, which it has been at war with since 2015. The conflict has led to what the United Nations has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Saturday's attack comes after the Houthi group said it had attacked an important target in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, on Thursday, using a ballistic missile as well as drones. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News. We'll be right back.